Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, is with us. Morning, Andrew.
G'day, Heather.
How's that inflation in the US looking to you?
On expectations is what we'd say. So, yeah, we looked at inflation in China earlier this week, and we had the other big guy last night, so US CPI inflation figures released. Now, Heather, CPI inflation, it's not the central bank, the Federal Reserve's favoured measure of inflation. That's what's called the PCE inflation, or Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, but it's still very closely watched. So for the record, 0.3% for the month, 2.7% for the year. We're coming in New Zealand slightly lower than that at the moment. Core CPI, so that's ex food and energy, that was also at 0.3% for the month, but 3.3% for the year, so slightly higher. Now, as I said, outcomes are very much on expectations. The bigger picture issue, Heather, I guess for financial markets, is that the disinflationary trend, or sort of inflation falling, that we have been seeing, that trend is sort of potentially stalling in the US. So inflation just isn't dropping anymore. It's sort of just plateauing. So what does that mean for the Federal Reserve? They sit down next week to review interest rates. So if you just drill down into a little bit of the detail, the CPI, the shelter costs or accommodation stuff, that actually cooled, and that's been a persistent source of inflation over there. So that'll give the Fed some confidence. At the moment, just looking at reading all the various sort of analysis of it, I think the market is still sort of comfortable with a 25 basis point cut next week, but there's now some uncertainty about the pace and the extent of interest rate relief over 2025. And you've also got this Trump factor as well, which is sort of a wild card as to what he does. There's only probably two or three cuts priced in next year. Markets, they're taking it on their stride. The Dow Jones hasn't really moved. The S&P 500's up almost 1%. The Nasdaq's kind of loving it. It's up 1.75%, so that's all good. We tend to see the impact of these perceived interest rate moves, firstly in our currency, and there's been no major shift in that overnight. Still sort of hovering, lingering just under the 58-cent mark. So all on expectations, I would say.
And so would you say, just back at home, looking at the manufacturing activity, would you say also roughly what you would expect?
Oh, yeah, but it's just weak. You know, we had this big data dump yesterday from Stats New Zealand. So this is business financial data. Lots of numbers here if you trawl through them. I'm just going to focus on the manufacturing data. We get the BNZ Business New Zealand Manufacturing Index tomorrow. So this is sort of relevant and pertinent. Manufacture has been weak. It's in a slump. Would love to see some life here. Just this manufacturing data yesterday, it's a bit dated, September quarter. We get GDP for third quarter next week. But in the September quarter, the volume of total manufacturing sales fell 1.2%. That followed a small rise in the June quarter. The value of total manufacturing sales also fell, only small, 0.1%. But look, it's just, this is consistent with probably going to see a contraction in growth in the third quarter. If you take out dairy and meat industry, sales in this data series have declined now on a full year basis for almost 2 years. So it's just, it's tough going for manufacturing, Heather. And, you know, we're all getting quite excited about 2025, but the numbers that we're seeing about the here and now just keep telling us we're not actually seeing that lift in activity just yet.
Yeah, and what are you seeing in the old truckometer?
The truckometer. I love the truckometer because it's kind of real, you know. Someone sits there and counts trucks. This is old school. I love it. Look, the tone here also soft, consistent with most numbers. The light traffic index unchanged in November. That's a good indicator of the state of demand. Year on year, it's up 0.1%. So that, I would call that anemic. The heavy traffic index fell 2.5%. It's quite volatile. That's a good steer on production GDP. It's up 1.2% year on year. So a little rise there over the year. But look, we're just, these numbers, they're all just still weak. You know, we're getting confident, but we're not seeing that confidence in the current activity just yet.
Yeah. Okay, give us the numbers.
Sure can. The Dow Jones gone nowhere. 44,249. It's up 2 points. The S&P 500 is up 0.9%, 6,089. That's up 54 points. But the Nasdaq's having a little rally, 1.73% rise, 20,029 there. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 0.28%, 8,303. Very, very small rise in the Nikkei, 39,372. Small rise also in the Shanghai Composite, 10 points, 3,432. The Aussies yesterday, though, they fell just under 0.5%, 8,353 the close there. And the NZX 50 gained 0.3% yesterday, up 38 points, 12,761. As I said, the Kiwi dollar just kind of lingering, flirting around with the 58 cent mark, 0.5797 against the Aussie, 0.9089, 0.5515 against the euro. We're still quite weak against the pound, 0.4541. The yen, 88.25 is what $1 will get you. Gold has had a bit of a rise. It's trading at $2,715, and also a slight lift in Brent crude, $73.23.
Good stuff, Andrew. Enjoy your day. Thanks, mate. Andrew Callagher, JMI Wealth.